Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Now, you're doing an incredible, edible, healthy eating month. Bit of a mouthful. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, no problem. Basically, the Incredible Edible Project is run by AgriAware, which is a charitable agricultural awareness trust aiming to foster a greater understanding of agriculture. So each year they choose 200,000 children in various schools around Ireland, and they challenge them to sow and grow 5 Irish fruit and vegetable crops in their classroom and in their school grounds.
Five different crops?
Yeah, so they give us some potatoes, they give us lettuce seeds, turnip seeds, carrot seeds, and then they give us strawberry plants as well.
Okay, and the children, they grow them in the grounds of the school?
Yeah, well, we started off the lettuce, turnip and carrot seeds indoors, and we kept them indoors for the first month, and then gradually then we put them outside. Once they're ready and once they're strong enough to be put outside, we'll put them outside. They provide us with a raised bed, so once they're ready to go outside, we put them into the raised bed.
Okay, and the idea is for the children to grow these themselves, then pick them, cook them, and hopefully eat them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just to show children exactly how vegetables are processed, like where they come from, how you look after them, and basically each step in the growing process.
Yeah, okay. And there's a logbook and stuff like this for tasks and lessons and stuff like that. Is that right?
There is a logbook. Yeah, basically there's 5 tasks that have to be completed. And in your logbook, you just take account of the 5 tasks. Task 1, for example, is just planting the vegetables. So every child got a chance to plant some seeds and to take them home. Task 2 is the completion of some food origin lessons, just researching where foods come from. And there's a little project that can be done from farm to fork. Task 3 is a home activity, because they try to encourage parents as well to take part. So the home activity would be to bring the child on a shopping trip to buy some fresh veg, and just to write an account of what they bought and why they bought it and what they're going to use the fruit and vegetables for.
Okay.
Task 4 then is to prepare a meal, and task 5 is completing a food diary for the month of May, just to record how many fruit and vegetables they eat over the course of the month.
Yeah, the month of May, that's the healthy eating month.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck with you trying to get the children to eat vegetables. Who backs this? Is it
AgriAware back it.
And are Bord and Mona are involved in there's different organisations involved, isn't there?
There are several organisations sponsor it, but AgriAware would be the ones who distribute it and who send all the packs out to the schools.
Okay, and is there a reward at the end of the month, or a prize or anything for the school? Or the
there is. Children? There's €10,000 in educational prizes, basically up for grabs for 10 winning growing diaries. So as we go along, we'll be taking pictures and making a little recipe book and just documenting our work. So at the end of the project, we send that in, and the winning logbooks then are chosen from all of the books that are submitted.
Okay, you're going to need the weather for this, aren't you?
Oh, hopefully we might get some sun. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's not looking great. So how many? Is the whole school involved in this, or is it just certain?
No,
classes?
It's just my own classroom at the moment. The whole school are involved with our vegetable garden. So the whole school are involved in growing various flowers and just taking care of our fruit trees and that. But just the Incredible Edible Program has just been running my own class at the moment.
Yeah, I think the last time I spoke to you, you were chasing an environmental flag, was that right?
The green flag. Yeah, we have that, yeah. It's up to flying inside the school, yes, we did.
Very good. Yeah, and as you know, I'd be down there myself collecting my granddaughters. But you have a lovely garden, the vegetable garden. It's very well laid out, and you just have...
Yeah, it's lovely. We're actually very lucky, because we have a very good caretaker who does a lot of the work for us. Yeah. So we're very lucky in that sense.
And the scarecrow, the poor old scarecrow had to be moved, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He was being attacked, but that was another little project we did, just because so few children who live in town would ever see a scarecrow being made or ever even see a scarecrow in a field. So one of the teachers brought in some straw, and we brought the whole school out, and we made a scarecrow from scratch, and we just kind of filled his body with straw and put on the clothes and decorations. So he's out in our vegetable garden. There's a little competition to name him, but the children all love him, and we try to keep him seasonal with different masks and things at different times of the year.
Yeah, it's great to get the children involved in environmental projects. So what sort of reaction are you getting from them?
Absolutely love it. Just for example, this morning we're planting sunflowers as well, and they're just starting to peep up, so they're all over daily checking them to see how they're progressing with their sunflowers. So they're getting really involved. As well as that, lots of children brought home vegetable seedlings, So they're all coming in and telling me how their vegetables are getting on at home, and just keeping me updated on it. So they're really, really interested in it.
Yeah, this is going to go on for the whole month of May, is it?
Well, it will go on until the end of the year. The month of May will be the eating diary, and then after that we'll continue looking after our vegetables, and some of them will be ready for harvest before the end of this school year, and then the potatoes and carrots and that will be harvesting next September, October.
Okay, and when is it that will you be know if you get the prizes or not? When is it the sort of competition end of it finish?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I know our logbook has to be submitted at the end of June, but I'm not sure when they announce the winners.
Okay. Well, listen, it's great, you know, and it's great that the children are enjoying it so much. And
yeah.
You have seemed to have a great interest in all things green and environmental.
I do, I have to say, yeah, I do enjoy the garden. We're lucky as well, the grounds we have are so established here, but we're just at the moment trying to start our garden. It's only the last 2 years we've kind of started to get it up and running. So we have a nice little pond there, you know, and we put tadpoles in and all the children are over checking those daily and feeding them all sorts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is nice to have an interest because you can see that the children then take up on your interest and gain their own out of it.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely school and you have lovely grounds. Well, listen, the best of luck with this. It's great. It's a great initiative for the children and the fact that they're enjoying it and everything else.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Maybe we'll talk again towards the end of May.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Maybe talk to a couple of the children.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
I'll
be dying to chat to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know some of them will anyway. Well, listen, thank you very much, Yvonne. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered all I can think of for now.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to me. I know you came
no
out of
problem.
Class to talk to me. And,
oh, that's no problem at all.
Thank you very much, Yvonne.
Okay,
I'll talk
thank
to you again. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, that was Yvonne Whelan from Skull Katrina doing a great job down there. And the incredible edible healthy eating month is May. So for all the parents, you know, get involved with the children and enjoy it.